when you're binging something, a TV show, it really can get in to you, into your psyche, because you are binging it, right? Yeah. So Murphy, who's still without a voice today, you know, but here with us looking precious with the, oh, did you hear that?
A grunt?
Oh, on vocal rest, but still with us for moral support. He's also binging on Netflix with me, The Crown.
The Crown is a symbol of permanence. It's something you are, not what you do.
It's such a beautiful show. And I know it's not for everyone. It's not necessarily a dude show, but yeah. I was watching the first season a few episodes in. This was a year or two ago when Murphy walked in the room and couldn't leave. He was like, what is this? He was transfixed. So we've been watching it over the holidays while he was sick, and we watch about
anyone who is into historical fiction.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we watch about one episode a day, and I have some thoughts, especially it's worth watching. It's really good. If you've ever been interested in the royal family at all, number one, what's happening for me, I don't know if it's happening for you, Murphy, is that sometimes my thoughts now are English, British.
You're thinking
literally,
in British?
Literally, I'm thinking things. And I'm like, oh, that would be mighty lovely. I'm so easily susceptible, right?
Yeah.
So impressionable.
Wait,
or whatever.
Is that while you're watching it or just any time during the day you start going English?
Well, no, just in my head.
Oh.
Once we've just watched an episode. The other thing about it is that it's a fictionalized account of her reign as the Queen of England and the family. And it's like, you know, there's a lot of it that's pure historical. That's what keeps you so in it.
Mm-hmm. Based around real events.
Right. Thank you, Murph. Based around real events. But it's kind of when I'm watching it, I'm like, there's no way that's exactly the conversation that happened.
Right.
Behind closed doors, in the palace, with Charles and Diana, nobody knows what they said to each other, and yet we're sitting here on the edge of our seats going, Jolly, can we watch another?
I can't believe he said that to her.
And do you know that we have, I have girlfriends who have already finished this.
Oh.
And they cried at the end of it. Mm. So get ready for some tears, Murph.
Was that when Charles became king?
I don't think so.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody's got three things to know at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, what is return fraud and why is it happening so much right now? What is return fraud and why is it happening so much right now? What, and Murphy, I don't know if you want to type into your thing a guess, but so Sam can guess first. What do you think return fraud is, since Murphy has no voice?
I'm assuming it's hot right now because people are bringing back gifts from Christmas.
Right.
And the fraud part?
You don't know?
You don't have the receipt?
No, that's a good guess, but that's not it.
You bring it back to the wrong store?
No. That's not.
Stolen packages.
Close!
Oh.
Murphy with the closer win. Return fraud. It cost retailers $100 billion a year, and it's in the clothing industry. It's clothing retail and shoes and things like that. You wear it just once, and then you return it as if you never wore it. That is return fraud.
Oh.
You know, and apparently it happens a ton. And, of course, there are things to look for in the return departments. They need to look, you know, for making sure the tags are still on, making sure there's not, here's a surefire way. Look at the, make sure there's no deodorant on the clothing.
Isn't that a prom or a ball gown kind of trick, too? You know, you can wear it once to do the thing you got to do.
Wouldn't.
And then take, well, I didn't say you would. I think that's a.
Well, then wear it once and then share it with a girlfriend. It's a great thing. One of the best things
or
in the
resale
world
shop.
To consign is formal wear. Because truly, you really wear it once-ish, maybe twice.
Yeah.
I know you guys may be a little bit different. One tux and you're set. You know, unless you're George Clooney, then you get new tuxes every time.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's they're losing billions of dollars every year to this. And I know in other parts of retail, Murphy has been the one to teach me. Because I'll be like, we'll be at the store. Here's an example.
Okay.
When I first met Murphy, we're shopping together. You know, I'm like, let's buy a new coffee maker. Okay. I pick this up. Like, this one's good. Let's get it. And he goes, oh, no. Put that down. He goes, that's been opened before. That's been returned. You can tell by the box.
Yeah.
And he was right.
Uh-huh.
So Murphy's a watchdog, right?
Yep.
Yep. Talk to text. Murphy's still without a voice. But anyway, retail fraud. Huh. They're saying that, you know, companies, retailers are looking at ways to cut down on it, but it still happens because some consumers still try it. It's sad.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now,
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.
There's a prequel coming to CBS in development, currently in development, NCIS. How you like that? Set in 1991, featuring the young Gibbs. It's in development. Now, Gibbs.
Mark Harmon.
He played that for two decades.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to narrate the prequel series. He's not going to play the young him.
That's smart.
Even though he almost could.
Yeah.
yeah, it is smart to have him, the essence of him.
Yeah.
I like that when someone that you kind of feel like you can trust narrates something. I don't know. Something about it really works. So, and also know this, his son, Sean Harmon, portrayed a young Gibbs in NCIS at some points throughout the years.
Oh.
He is involved. He's executive producing, but he's not going to star in it.
Oh.
They're looking. They're casting.
Yeah.
Now. They're casting now. And so it will come to CBS during the 2024-2025 season. So, I mean, it's funny. You think these long-running shows are eventually going to run out.
Yeah.
And then they bring this to you.
Look at Frasier. It's back.
You're right. Anyway, this is a prequel and will be set in the 90s.
Up next,
Sam's got music news.
I'll let you know what Usher has had to quit doing to get ready for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.
Thank you, Virtual Murphy. I got some Usher news for the Super Bowl coming up.
Peace up. A-Town down.
And what is that?
Usher says he has now quit sugar and quit alcohol. And he is exercising every day to get in shape for the halftime show.
Well, you know, he's gonna bring it
and
physically.
Here's something I never thought of. He says people keep sending him set lists of here's what you should play.
Oh.
I never thought of that. When you're doing the Super Bowl, you probably get bombarded by all your friends with that nonsense.
Yeah.
But he says the best playlist he's had so far came from his 14-year-old son, Naveed.
Mm.
He said he had the perfect songs. He had them all perfectly timed out right.
Oh, wow.
So he says he may call him his musical director.
Oh, I like that. Nice.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom apparently are ready to tie the knot.
Man.
Now,
I know they have a kid.
This has been going
together
on for a while.
Yeah.
He proposed to her Valentine's Day 2019. They wanted to get married in Japan. The venue wasn't available or they couldn't get it all together. And then you know what hit.
COVID.
So they've been putting it off and off and off, and now apparently they're so in love, they're just like, let's get this over with, please.
Go to Vegas?
Well, they're saying probably not the Japan thing they wanted to do, but Montecito. They have 9 acres in Montecito. So they said, we can just have it here, put up a tent, and everybody from Hollywood can just drive over.
Just have it here, huh? Last option, huh, guys? Wow.
Yeah, just have it on the 9-acre estate.
Unreal.
Still don't have a date for it, but, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah,
and
quickly.
He proposed,
probably,
you know,
pretty quickly. That, like, too quickly.
Hey, can I get a tent in a month?
Honestly, I'm glad they're still together.
Me too.
I wasn't sure.
You know,
about them.
I don't want to jinx them either, but that
sure
was one
them.
I didn't think was going to work.
I don't see it, but I don't know them. So.
Yeah, whatever. and finally, if you've been waiting, Ariana Grande says, "Yeah, new music coming Friday."
Thank you.
And what's funny is the title of it reminds me of "Thank You Next."
Right.
The title is "Yes and."
Yes, and I'm ready for it. For her.
She was wearing a sweatshirt with that on it about a few weeks ago, and all the, what do you call it, Arianators?
I don't know. See, I didn't know that.
They saw her, and it's like, I wonder if that's the new title. And sure enough, she dropped on everybody. That's the new title. It's coming out Friday.
Yay.
Don't have a release date yet for the new album, but she is working on it. The Wicked movie that she is in will be coming out in November.
Up next, Jody's 3 things to know today. 3 things to know today.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.
Number one, downtown Fort Worth yesterday was rocked by an explosion. There were no fatalities, but this hotel, the 100-year-old Sandman Signature Hotel, there was an explosion that blew out windows and it put sections of the hotel into the street. And yes, there were more than 24 rooms occupied at the time.
Yeah.
So there were some serious injuries, but no fatalities. They think it was due to and caused by a gas leak. They're looking into it. It's a very old hotel. Number two, the Red Cross says the blood supply in our country right now is dangerously low. Mm. So if you're healthy and you can give blood, please do so. All types of blood donations are needed, especially type O and platelets being most in demand.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you give blood this month, you also can win Super Bowl tickets.
Oh.
Red Cross bringing it.
Oh.
Because they need you.
Serious.
I mean, throw that in.
Yeah.
Just remember that. And number three, Mary Lou Retton. Let's give you an update on the decorated, you know, national gymnast that we all love, who was in the hospital recently with pneumonia, so serious that she almost died,
yeah.
Was in the ICU. She said it was a neighbor who really saved her life. This neighbor, who's also a dear friend, has the code to enter their home. She came to check on Mary Lou, mm-hmm. and Mary Lou was on the floor, got her to, you know, call the ambulance, and then she called her four daughters. A neighbor saved her life.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Why Stanley Cups are so ridiculously hot right now. You heard about this thing.
Yeah, we're not even in the NHL finals yet.
The actual cups.
Yeah.
I think they sold out at Target first, and people were fighting over them in Target.
Target did a special deal with pink ones.
Right.
With Stanley. And they had them up there like New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. and they were boom.
They were gone.
5 minutes. Did you see that viral video?
I didn't.
Wow. It's like a pack of wolves attacking that thing.
Right. To get a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Right. Murphy is more prone to, like, more in favor of Yeti, the
yeah.
Yeti cups. But Stanley cups are apparently really
same
great.
Same vein, though.
Right.
Like Hydro Flask, all those.
There's a marketing lesson in this. Have you heard about the backstory of the Stanley Cup and why it's a really cool lesson in marketing?
Have not.
Okay, I know you're going to love this, Murph. Thanks, Virtual Murphy with us here because he has no voice. The word is you don't necessarily need a new product. Sometimes you just need a new audience. So Stanley was a over 100-year-old company,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they were doing fine, $73 million in sales in 2019. Their target primary audience, working men who
yeah.
needed to stay hydrated outdoors all day, job sites, whatever.
It came about because of like the old thermoses. The old
right.
Stanleys look like old thermoses.
They
do. The tall thing. And it mainly guys took them.
So in late 2019, early 2020, there was a popular blog for women that posted, and she was talking about how great this cup was in the blog and how much she loved this cup. And they were like, wow, you know, this blog, and women are responding to it, and women started buying it. So they said, you know what? We have a new audience here. Mm-hmm. Why don't we? It's an unexpected audience. They'd never thought of it. For women, you know, on the go, needing to be hydrated, taking care of the family, taking care of life, working women. So their global president at that time, who had a background in marketing, said, let's focus on the female audience for a little while and see what happens. And they launched new colors and just made them brighter, pastels even.
Yeah.
And now it's not just a $73 million company. It's like a $730 million company or billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
And then where we are today with them fighting over them in Target.
That's right. And Murphy, I don't know if you're typing this right now. They're not related to the Stanley Tool Company. Totally different Stanleys.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
And Jody.
You too, Jody.
Thanks for that. Coming up, 877-310-4MSJ. Jump in with us anytime.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
You know we love to hear from you there. Also, 877-310-4MSJ. Murphy's with us, but still on vocal rest. You know what this makes me think of? No, you can't even respond, Murphy, so I'll tell you, Sam.
What?
What?
Text to voice. Text to talk. That's Murphy when you hear that. We have a friend whose wife passed away years ago. After a long illness, and during that illness, she lost her ability to speak to her family, and everything was typing. And I remember the last time I visited with him, you know, before she passed away, we were just talking, and he got very emotional when he says, I miss the sound of her voice. It's
yeah.
the first thing I've lost. And he knew that she would not, you know, live. It was just so sad. And I'm going to bring that up for this reason. It's just like, I haven't heard your voice, Murphy, in days.
Me neither.
I know. See, there he is. He would. Anyway, we love hearing from you. So jump in anytime. Let's dig into some Facebook and Instagram comments. Okay. I posted a little quick reel video of this dog that I randomly petted the other day. And then I showed him to you, Murph. He was white with black freckles. and he was so soft. We were just walking along.
Was it a Dalmatian?
Well, see, that's the reason I bring it up. Christine, oh, that's a Dalmatian, isn't it? I don't know. It didn't look like a Dalmatian to me.
Oh.
Just the spots, but he was long-haired.
Zipping across it, I just thought Jody touched a Dalmatian.
Like a little bit.
A little bit. Although I didn't know if Dalmatians could be long-haired, because if they can, he was a long-haired Dalmatian.
And are you supposed to be reaching across fences to pet strange
dogs? I knew you were going to say it.
A mutt.
Aww. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, either way, I was walking along. This dog kept coming to me, and I couldn't resist. Have you ever not been able to resist touching something?
I know.
And he was definitely sweet. I did the smart thing. I pulled my fingers in and let him smell me first, and then it was all pet, all love, all day.
Yeah.
So, Christine, I don't know, but he was a beautiful baby. Debbie says, but we know Champ will always be your best boy. You better believe it. Mm. Keep it coming. We love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Every Plate.
Actress Lisa Bonet has filed for divorce from Jason Momoa.
Is this what he had to say?
She officially filed for divorce. I forgot.
By the way, that's Dothraki.
That's Dothraki from Game of Thrones, Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
Probably the greatest thing he's done. And I know he's done a lot. Okay, so I forgot that they have been separated for 2 years. They announced their split 2 years ago. They got married in 2017. They've got two children, but she cited irreconcilable differences for the reason for their breakup. They're not going to go to court and fight over spousal support. They're not doing that, either one of them. And they have joint custody of the kids.
Hmm.
She has a kid from...
So. Only one of them will be raised Dothraki.
Okay, don't.
Sorry, I had to get it in.
They're all a very big, happy family.
Yeah.
And you know, Zoe Kravitz is Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz's daughter, who is now engaged to Channing Tatum.
Oh, that's right.
It's a big, happy, famous family. I also have Stranger Things Season 5 news. They've officially begun filming Season 5 yesterday. They shared a cast photo. Mm-hmm. This is a code red. You know, Hawkins, get ready. They finally started. They were supposed to start filming this before the beginning of the actors and writers strike.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
We are in a triple-demic. Have you never heard of that? We'll tell you what it is and what you can do about it next. It is still the number one thing you can do to protect yourself from getting sick, and that is wash your hands. Not too quickly. Don't just let the soap go over it and fall down into the sink. Wash your hands, lather up, and wash them for 30 seconds.
Remember what we learned when the pandemic first broke out?
Happy birthday.
Yeah. And
sing
also
happy
the ABCs.
Yeah, you can sing happy birthday or sing the ABCs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather sing pop music or something, but whatever.
Just wash your hands.
Right. And so I bring it up for so many reasons. You know, a lot of people are sick right now. Murphy was very sick over the holidays. He's not fully over it yet. You don't really ever know where you pick it up. And it makes you think when somebody's that sick, it's like, where did we pick this up? And you think about where you touch. I'm not trying to turn you into a germaphobe, but think about touching light switches in public places. Think about putting gas in your car.
Door handles.
Many people have touched that same gas pump?
Yeah.
Wash your hands. I got a coffee at a drive-thru the other day, and they sent out the window the tip thing. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to give you a tip, but I'm also going to touch where 100 people have also touched today. So I washed my hands again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all day, every day, everywhere, right? You hear wash your hands, but if you really think about all the things you touch and who's touched it before you, these things spread around.
Yeah, and also, too, don't think just because you got the shot, you're cool.
No.
I got a shot. I know you did. I know Murphy got the shot,
Murphy
too, and
got
he still got flu.
Flu shot and COVID vaccination. Yeah. I bring it up. Well, there's a triple-demic right now, they're calling it. Flu.
Oh, another new word.
Yeah. Flu, COVID, and RSV. Cases of these respiratory things are heavy right now all over the country. I bring it up because I was with our oldest Taylor the other day and her boyfriend, Alan Michael, and we had stopped at a McDonald's. I come out of the restroom and they are ordering
at the kiosk
on the touch screen.
Yeah.
And I didn't touch it, but they did. And then we get in the car. I'm like, guys, you really need to run back in and wash your hands because think about how many people have touched that screen.
Oh, yeah.
And you're about to push, you know, French fries in your mouth.
Mm.
And honestly, I thought they were going to roll their eyes at me from the back seat, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They were fine with it. In fact, they ran in and washed their hands.
And got a hot apple pie.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Powered by Every Plate.
Number one, there's a guy named Bob, who everybody's talking about today, at least in the airline industry.
Okay.
And it's because he's the one that found the missing 737 door that fell off and was torn off in midair of that flight.
The Alaska Airlines?
Exactly. Yeah. He found it in his Portland backyard. And so now they have to determine whether it was like something wrong with just that plane or the entire fleet of grounded planes. And a lot more cancellations because of this. Of flights in the next few days. Number two, the IRS has announced the start of the tax season will be January 29th, the 2024 tax season.
Okay.
And they're saying, look, there are going to be more walk-in centers open this year to help you. Hmm. They've also, they say, enhanced paperless processing. And by mid-March, they're going to roll out in phases where you can just do your returns directly online with them.
Sweet.
We shall see.
Yep.
Rolling that out. And number three, Tiger Woods made a big announcement in social media yesterday that he will no longer be partnered with Nike after all of these years. Called it one of the most iconic brands in the world.
Was there a fallout?
I think they just, it was just time, right? It's going to be weird to see him without that Nike swoosh on his shirt. I don't
feel like. He'll still have his TW, I'm sure.
Still, it's just different. I feel like he has been so synonymous with that brand, right?
Yep.
For so long. He'll compete again, by the way, in LA in the Genesis Invitational next month.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
We've had some questions on email at murphysamandjody.com about our $5 and $10 gifts to each other, Murphy, over the holidays. Now, Murphy is on vocal rest, although with us, but only using text to talk. So, and
well,
Sam,
the $5 and $10 gifts, that was Murphy's idea before Christmas. Let's just keep it to $15, $110, $105.
Yeah, that way we give each other two gifts.
Yeah.
But and it was a struggle. Remember, Sam, I was like, how am I going to get him something for $5?
Mm-hmm. Jody had the better gift.
Oh, well, so my $10 gift that he sort of fudged on where he said it was a before tax and with a coupon.
Oh, yeah.
Was some of my very favorite body wash, which I know is about $15 or $16 a bottle.
But he had a coupon.
He had a coupon, so he did get it in at 10. Yeah. So, yay.
I did.
So you did really good with that one because I love that body wash. And that's, you know, luxury to me. Mm-hmm. Love it. And then my $5 gift that he gave me was like a really cool candy bar that I like candy that I like a lot.
Was chocolate. It that raspberry chocolate one?
Chocolate with almonds, but that would have been a good close second, yeah.
Wait, you had choices, remember?
Oh, wait. I had choices. Oh, right. You made me pick between two gifts, which he always makes it fun, and I picked the candy.
Oh, okay.
What was the other
what
gift?
What was the other one? Did you get it too?
Probably. I don't remember now. This was all wrapped up in him getting sick with the flu at the same time.
Not yet. Wait till Valentine's Day.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Okay, cool. Well, I'm excited to look forward to it. Maybe I'll get the rest.
Won't be stale.
No. Okay, so, but for Murphy's $10 gift, I gave him some of his favorite snacks, including those butter cookies.
Ah, the Danish butter cookies.
In the tin, right? Now, he ate those right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got right on it. But the $5 gift, this is what I was really happy about. I was racking my brain to do something special for him for $5 or $10, and a card is $5.
Yeah.
You cannot buy a greeting card for less than $5. So I bought a nice $5 card, and I wrote in it.
Merry Christmas.
No. Merry Christmas. I know that your family's holiday party fell through because of scheduling. I scheduled it. So I arranged a Christmas party with his family.
Oh, nice.
And that was the $5 gift.
Wow.
So special. I loved it so much. Shame it couldn't happen.
Right. The flu took that away from us, too. We had to cancel because of his flu. But still, that was the plan.
It was a good idea.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Digging into our Instagram and Facebook pages.
Nadine has a suggestion for you, Murphy, regarding the cough and the loss of your voice.
Aw.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. Free and easy.
Love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook, digging into those comments every day.
Yeah, I got a comment here from, and it's actually a suggestion for Murphy from Nadine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a cool name.
She says, hey, Jody, as I was arriving home after a trip from Walmart to get things for my husband, who is also coughing terribly, I heard you say Murphy has a really bad cough. I want to recommend something to you to help alleviate coughing. It's all natural.
Oh, please.
When you wake up at night and you cannot get back to sleep because you're coughing, pineapple juice works wonders.
What?
It doesn't cure the reason for the cough. However, pineapple juice reduces the phlegm in your throat and the inflammation. There's nothing like being able to fall back to sleep after not being able to sleep, waking up coughing in the middle of the night. And this is really cool. Nadine even did a footnote from Google that there's a substance, an enzyme in a pineapple that it can stop cough and loosen mucus in your throat.
Hi, Nadine. Thank you. Interesting. I'll try it.
No kidding. That's Murphy text to talk, Nadine.
Yeah.
I will try anything. We are at that place where we'll try anything. It has been so rough. I've even been coughing some, although I feel like I could climb a mountain too.
There was something like on TikTok over the holidays too. You eat a giant marshmallow and whatever it's in it coats your throat.
I like the pineapple
better. Have any footnotes on that one.
Not sure about that one.
Yeah.
Right. Also here from Dawn. Hey, guys.
Hey, Dawn.
I was listening to the show and hearing Jody talk about getting a memory bear made out of a shirt from her pawpaw.
True. I have it.
My husband passed away February of 2020, and I did this for myself and all three of his children.
Oh, cool.
The bear that I had made for myself was from a Christmas plaid shirt that he would wear at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the shirt's so special is I have a picture of him holding my daughter, who is now 24, on her first Christmas, wearing the very same shirt.
Oh, whoa.
This year at Christmas, I put the bear on our hearth and I display the picture in the bear's lap.
Oh, man.
Love your show. Hope you have a healthy new year.
Thank you for that, Dawn.
That's cool.
That is cool. If you want to see a picture of the memory bear, a pawpaw shirt with the collar, it's so, so cool. It's on our Facebook page and Instagram. Love having you along. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.
Let's talk Justin Timberlake scrubbing and cleaning out his Instagram account almost entirely.
You know what that means?
No, I don't.
New album coming.
Oh, that's what all of his fans want and say.
Usually either you got mad at somebody and you yanked everything.
He's got a lot going on.
You're about to drop a new album.
He eliminated his bio from his account, only leaving a profile picture of him looking in a car's rearview mirror. Mm. And yeah, they're saying maybe it is 6th studio album coming soon. He hasn't
been
released anything.
Been working on it a while.
Since before the pandemic, we've not had anything new from him. And of course, he's had that. He never really has said one word about all the shade that Britney threw on him in that book.
Yeah.
He's not said a word. And to me, it's like, okay, then if you really want, not that you have to address it, it's very grown up.
Have to.
It's very mature not to even address it, but maybe he will address it in the music.
A song. Yes.
Right. Or an album.
Cry Me a River Part 2.
We'll see. Okay, let's talk Five Nights at Freddy's.
All you have to do is keep your eyes on the monitor.
That movie was such a big success last year at the box office. Josh Hutcherson starred in it. And he says, yep, this part two, whatever, a sequel, is already in process. They're nailing down the story now, and they're going to get to filming it as soon as possible because the crowd, the fans, they're diehard for it.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Kohl's.
Got some sweet stuff for you here. We have a new Peeps that is out right now for Valentine's Day / Easter.
Yeah.
Not like any peep you've ever had before. On the outside, it looks like a regular peep, but on the inside, it's a Rice Krispie treat.
Oh.
But it's a real
crunch
peep.
Crunch.
It's not like making one yourself. It's like Peeps in partnership with Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
That's cute.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
That's Murphy interjecting text to voice.
Yeah, and I see they have a fruit flavor and a watermelon flavor, not with the Rice Krispie treats. That's just every year they have different flavors.
You could always use those Peeps to make Rice Krispie treats, and they would, too much.
But where does it end, Joey?
I don't, it doesn't.
A chicken and egg kind of thing.
Okay.
Also, sweethearts, you know, little Valentine hearts?
I do, with messages.
Okay. Sometimes the messages, you can't read them.
I know.
Because they're blurry.
I know.
So this year, they've decided to come up with one called Situationships.
Ugh.
They're intentionally blurry. Like a situation.
Right. You don't know what the situation is. Yeah. You don't know whether you're together
or not.
It's
like only you, but you can barely read it.
You know, those sweetheart candies mean something. You know, in our house, Murphy used to always drop them in front of me at work,
yeah.
like on the low. You weren't ever supposed to see it, Sam, and you didn't, that I knew of. He used to drop them in front of me.
I used to see them and pick them up and eat them.
Okay.
Also, nothing but cakes.
Ooh.
This sounds delicious. A new Reese's chocolate peanut butter flavor cake. It's got chocolate chips inside, the peanut butter chips inside, the regular cream cheese frosting, and then there's like a peanut butter drizzle on top of the cream cheese frosting.
So is the cake chocolate cake?
It's a chocolate cake, but it's got peanut chocolate chips stuff. And peanut butter chips inside
okay.
it.
Okay. That sounds
and,
really good.
And Murphy, I know you're going to scream if you could on this one, because I know how much you love going on flights just to get the free Biscoffs.
He does love them.
Krispy Kreme's got a new collection coming out. In fact, it's out now, the Biscoff donut collection. It's either got pieces of them or crumbs of them on top of the donuts.
Awesome. Nice. Thank you, food dude.